One thing that's been a lot of fun to do so far this season is, on a couple of occasions, take this show to the road. And for part two of this series on Union Station, I was able to do just that, and it's been a lot of fun. For this podcast, I'm going to share with you stories about what I was able to find in Science City, along with my favorite part of the entire Union Station setup. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not food. Part two of Union Station here on the New Directions podcast. We will get going right after this. For those of you who like a good cookie, may I suggest a place to you? This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast, here to talk about the Crumble Cookie Company. Located in North Kansas City, they make several different kinds of cookies each and every day, and they sell them in different packs also. I had a chance recently to try a chocolate chip cookie from there. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Next time you're in the area, I invite you to stop by the Crumble Cookie Company. Try one of them out for yourself. Buy a few packs for your friends. Buy them for Christmas gifts, however you want to do it. These could be some of the best cookies you have ever had. You might even, if you so chose, wanted to bring some milk along. The Crumble Cookie Company. Very, very good stuff. I took a trip today to see how Union Station has changed through the years. And boy, I saw a lot, and I hope you enjoy what I've seen. Ever since its revival, Union Station has become a Kansas City must. It has grown to include a lot of different exhibits. There's food over here, Brancato homemade Italian sausage. There is a rally house here too. There's a lot of things to see and do. I'm going to take you around over these two segments to kind of introduce you to them. This is just something I could do. If I had my way, I'd be here all day long and enjoy it anyway. So, let's have a look around here, shall we? We have the exhibit gallery. Extreme. Why am I talking about it? Let me just get over to some of these. The main hallway leads us to, matter of fact, let's just start with it, Science City. I've heard a lot about it. I want to see it up close and personal. Now's my chance. Here we go. If there was a way that you could make a school subject fun again, I think that Union Station found it, courtesy of Science City. This is made for children of all ages. And an ownership group just began with Burns and McDonald, I think the name of the group was. But the group that former Fox War News lady Abby Eden's now a part of. This is Science City. Kind of describes some of this for you. A section for t-shirts, a section for penny passports, Union Station hoodie here. See what kind of a deal. I'm not going to quote prices, just going to look. Something I know I could do real quick. This is also a charity thing. Says your purchase and roundup donation
Today helps support Science City's award-winning exhibits and programming, reaching over 260,000 guests annually. Thank you for being part of our success. This, my friends, is our KC, without a doubt. With all of the exhibits that I see here, you would think that Bill Nye, the science guy, had something to do with it, but maybe he did, maybe he did not. Anyway, this is, wow. I've got one item that I would like to tell you a little bit about. This is an exhibit, I guess, where you could get in and get an idea of what a tornado wind felt like. Cost money to do it, of course. But they say beware of high winds, 78 miles per hour in this case. Tornadoes. Unbelievable. And this is about as together a group in Kansas City as you're going to find almost anywhere. Looking a little further down here to some of the other exhibits, this is another section of Science City. There's a slow, what the heck is this? Science City welcomes you. Thank you, Dr. Einstein. My gosh. Another exhibit, it's...
Excuse me.
Yes, that's fine. A light exhibit, it would appear. Two people, okay. It is very colorful, I will say that. The fact that I'm seeing families around here, I think that's cool. We have a turntable. Take an object, lower it onto the turntable, and allow it to start spinning in your hand. Once it's up to speed, you gently let go. And then they wonder how long it spins. Talk about a free chance to learn. My goodness. And what the heck is this? This, my friends, is about as close as you're going to get to a tornado. The tornado is created from air and water mist. Small openings in the four posts push air out in a counterclockwise direction, and a fan on top pulls the rotating air upwards. The process is dynamic as the tornado swirls and undulates as if it was real. This is absolutely interesting. I like this. I'll have a few pictures up on my podcast website later on. Going to give you an idea of some of the things I was able to find coming out here to Union Station. This is, man, I'll tell you what. To move a little further, I mean, my goodness. Burns and McDonald, that's the name of the group. The Science City, you can put a headshot in and look like you're an astronaut. Wow. My. My first chance to really look at this, and I like this a lot. Oh my gosh. A playground slide Rick and I used to come down as kids has taken the spaceship approach. The top section is a spaceship. My goodness sakes. This is a vortex. Which coin runs rolls faster? Hard to say, really. I mean, my gosh. Take a look, another visit here in this section. I'm gonna go ahead and take you through this particular one, and I'll end the segment with it. It is an invisible light segment. Looking inside. So trying to describe this would be very, very hard to do. A black light room. We'll get into there in a second. Reminds me of a kaleidoscope I went to at Crown Center many years ago. My gosh. This is absolutely unbelievable. Wow. Now let's go back the same way, shall we? Enter from the green side. And see fluorescence as it's at its best, really. My goodness. This is unbelievable. Visible light. Back to our friend the tornado. Doesn't stay long. My gosh. On the other side of this break, though, we're going to take you to the exhibits that mean the most to me. The ones that are the most noisy. And the ones I love to hear people play and sing about. I'm talking about trains. We'll look at the train sets next. If there was a way that you could make a school subject fun again, I think that Union Station found it courtesy of Science City. This is made for children of all ages. And an ownership group just began with Burns and McDonald, I think the name of the group was. But the group that former Fox 4 News lady Abby Eden's now a part of. This is Science City. Kind of describe some of this for you. A section for t-shirts. A section for penny passports. Union Station hoodie here. See what kind of a deal. I'm not going to quote prices. Just going to look. Something I know I could do real quick. This is also a charity thing. It says your purchase and roundup donation today helps support Science City's award-winning exhibits and programming, reaching over 260,000 guests annually. Thank you for being part of our success. This, my friends, is our KC, without a doubt. With all of the exhibits that I see here, you would think that Bill Nye, the science guy, had something to do with it, but maybe he did, maybe he did not. Anyway, this is, wow. I've got one item that I would like to tell you a little bit about. This is an exhibit, I guess, where you could get in and get an idea of what a tornado wind felt like. Cost money to do it, of course. But they say beware of high winds, 78 miles per hour in this case. Tornadoes. Unbelievable. And this is about as together a group in Kansas City as you're going to find almost anywhere. Looking a little further down here to some of the other exhibits. This is another section of Science City. There's a slow, what the heck is this? Science City welcomes you. Thank you, Dr. Einstein. My gosh. Another exhibit, it's...
Excuse me.
Yes, that's fine. A light exhibit, it would appear. Two people, okay. It is very colorful, I will say that. The fact that I'm seeing families around here, I think that's cool. We have a turntable. Take an object, lower it onto the turntable, and allow it to start spinning in your hand. Once it's up to speed, you gently let go. And then they wonder how long it spins. Talk about a free chance to learn. My goodness. And what the heck is this? This, my friends, is about as close as you're going to get to a tornado. The tornado is created from air and water mist. Small openings in the four posts push air out in a counterclockwise direction, and a fan on top pulls the rotating air upwards. The process is dynamic as the tornado swirls and undulates as if it was real. This is absolutely interesting. I like this. I'll have a few pictures up on my podcast website later on. I'm going to give you an idea of some of the things I was able to find coming out here to Union Station. This is, man, I'll tell you what. To move a little further, I mean, my goodness. Burns and McDonald, that's the name of the group. The Science City, you can put a headshot in and look like you're an astronaut. Wow. My. My first chance to really look at this, and I like this a lot. Oh my gosh. A playground slide Rick and I used to come down as kids has taken the spaceship approach. The top section is a spaceship. My goodness sakes. This is a vortex. Which coin rolls faster? Hard to say, really. I mean, my gosh. Take a look, another visit here in this section. I'm going to go ahead and take you through this particular one, and I'll end the segment with it. It is an invisible light segment. Looking inside. To try to describe this would be very, very hard to do. A black light room. We'll get into there in a second. Reminds me of a kaleidoscope I went to at Crown Center many years ago. My gosh. This is absolutely unbelievable. Wow. Now let's go back the same way, shall we? Enter from the green side and see fluorescence as it's at its best, really. My goodness. This is unbelievable. Visible light. Back to our friend the tornado. Doesn't stay long. My gosh. On the other side of this break, though, we're going to take you to the exhibits that mean the most to me. The ones that are the most noisy. And the ones I love to hear people play and sing about. I'm talking about trains. We'll look at the train sets next. Recently, I had a chance to visit a restaurant for the very first time that I know a lot of you have already visited, but what I've learned, I like. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to share with you about Olive Garden. Some of the best pasta cooking I have ever seen. My wife and I had an opportunity to have a lasagna recently, and I saw something that I had never, ever seen in any restaurant anywhere. The waiter offered to pour cheese into our meal as well as salad. I had never seen that happen. That was just very, very nice to see. The Olive Garden people do care about what they bring to the table every day. And they show in the food that they deliver. And I have to say that lasagna is one of the best lasagnas that I have ever had. Whenever you have an opportunity, my friends, I invite you to pay a visit to the Olive Garden near you and really have a good time having some good old-fashioned Italian cooking. And if you want to, tell them Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast sent you. To start this last segment, I want you to hear a version of a song I haven't heard in a long, long time. The song is Night Train, the artist, The Ventures.
I want to put in a final plug before we start our second segment. The Fountainside Chats will be starting very soon right here on the New Directions podcast. And I would say as soon as the next one. And we'll just leave it at that. Let's finish up at Union Station. With two exceptions, Six Flags and Worlds of Fun, I have yet to ride a train. There's just something about trains that really make you feel, for lack of a better phrase, like a kid again. I'm at Union Station. I'm at the inside the model train exhibit, which is open year-round. It takes donations to stay open. And now that I'm a member, I may end up volunteering to work this at one point, because I love listening to these. I do it in a heartbeat. There are one, two, three, I think, four, five, six train stations in here. These are my absolute favorite part of Union Station. Anytime I visit it, I end every one of them here. Just like when I was at Worlds of Fun a lot, the water ride happened to be the last one before we went home. That's just the way I wanted to do it. But in any case, I love the trains. Just listening to them all day, I'd love it. Some of the cars that they made on this particular one had the Arrowpoint logo of our Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. This is Kansas City, boys and girls. And that's just what it's all about. Have you listened to some of these? One of the most relaxing sounds I think I have ever personally heard. I love the trains. In summary, and this is a quote from Professor Jack Simmons, above all, the railways were an instrument of liberation, a breaking of customary bonds of the past. The railroad is still around. One not have to look further than the city where I'm the closest to, which is Parkville. But this one has the best. Good old Union Station. I will visit quite often. We'll be right back. I've said it was coming, and ladies and gentlemen, X has marked a brand new spot. This is Terry Runyon from the podcast, here to tell you about the new Riverside Red X. Much bigger than the old, a lot more groceries to be sold to you, a lot more enthusiasm behind the opening, as I've discovered firsthand, and this is something that more and more people are going to really want to have a look at. The store is located right next to where the old one had been, and I think you'll find it's much, much bigger than the one that had been there for over 70 years. This one is going to last even longer, and it has the crowd to prove it. When you get a moment, stop by the brand spanking new local Riverside Red X. X has marked a brand new spot, and it's going to stay there for quite a while. in the very near future, my board's going to get back together again. I'm going to talk a little bit about movies. Dan, who's my, as I say, best friend, friend of the show, is going to ask Rick about some movies, hopefully learn a few things about them, and hopefully the two of them will get me convinced to get off my couch and go see Maverick. Maverick does sound very good, actually. And also in the very near future, it'll be our annual baseball show. Rick will join me for that one. And I'm going to attempt to do something that I've never tried before, and that's try to give you the entire Field of Dreams speech. I've had enough people try it. It's time for me to take a shot. So we're going to take a shot. The trains, love being around them. I love the sounds they make. I love being able to say I live at least close to a train track. It's so much fun. They bring a lot of history. I love the music they provide. And I know a lot of us love this particular song. I hope you enjoyed, before I go further, this two-part series on Union Station. And for this edition, that's going to wind things up. Thank you for being with us as always. We will see you next time. Until then, the granddaddy of all train songs, instrumental or vocal, either one. Personal opinion, you know. Charlie McCoy has a version of it I'm working on. Hopefully I'll get it at some point. But until then, Mr. McCoy, would you be so kind as to get us out of here, please?